During the Lenten season, there are many aspects like forgiveness and reconciliation and different things that are focused upon. Fasting and prayer are two of the things that we focus on during the Lenten season as well. And this week, of course, we are focusing on prayer. And if we ever thought about focusing on prayer, especially with what we're faced with right now in this nation, also globally, prayer is a very important thing. We need prayer not because God needs to know what we need. He already does. Prayer is for us, and prayer strengthens us. As we pray and we verbalize and we pour our hearts out to God, psychologists will tell you that that is the best medicine of any person that has stress or anxiety, is to share that stress and that load with someone else. And so we do that with God through prayer. I'd like to read a passage this morning out of Luke chapter 26, looking at verses 36 through 39 about a prayer that Jesus prayed prior to his arrest and his trial and his ultimate death on the cross. We thought that would be in order today that we look at this just for a few moments. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 39. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." While this may not be the first thing that modern readers notice about Jesus, there's no doubt when we read the Gospels that prayer was undoubtedly his strongest point as a human being. The Gospels, in fact, disclose that Jesus consistently prayed before meals. He prayed in the morning and at night. He offered both short prayers and long prayers. He often withdrew to a solitary place to pray after long hours of teaching and performing miracles. He regularly prayed for strength and courage. He prayed at his baptism, prior to his betrayal, while he hung on the cross, and even at the time of death. You see, Christ's prayer life, in fact, was most intriguing to his followers. You'll notice in the scriptures that his disciples, for instance, didn't ask him how to teach. They didn't ask him how to teach them to do miracles or how to preach. They asked him to teach them how to pray. You see, prayer is the heartbeat of a godly life. Prayer is communication simply between us and God. It's more than just a one-way avenue, isn't it? When we pray, we're not only to pray for ourselves to speak to God, we're to also sit and listen for Him to speak, because He speaks through our hearts and our minds. And Jesus teaches us a lot about prayer if we look through the Gospels and look at how He prayed, particularly the Lord's Prayer, as He provided that prayer in response to their question, "Lord, teach us how to pray." And He responds with the Lord's Prayer to give a guideline for how to pray. Now, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, we read just a moment ago, records Christ's final prayer before His arrest, trial, and ultimately His death. While all of Christ's prayers recorded in the Gospel are important, this prayer is especially important for at least one reason. Jesus shows us that it's okay to be human, to be burdened, to be afraid. You'll notice He was fearful, He was sorrowful for what He would have to go through, and He says, "Lord, let this cup pass from me." You know, that's a very clear human response, isn't it? To know that what we're facing is a difficult journey, to know that what we are enduring is a very difficult thing, it's very human to say, "God, please let me out of this. Please let this pass from me." He knew what He had to endure, and like anyone would be, He was terrified. "Lord, let this cup pass from me." While Jesus was God, He was also fully human. And He had the human emotions that we do. And so the next time that we find ourselves saying, "God, please help me out here. Please let me out of this thing," just remember, that's a very human thing to do. However, despite His fear, Jesus valued the Father's will over the will of the flesh, and so He concluded, "Not as I will, but as you will." You see, that's the part that we forget oftentimes about prayer. Christ's prayer teaches us a very important viewpoint about life. It's not our will that we should be praying for, but it is the Father's will that we ought to seek. So many times we get so caught up in our own lives and in our own problems and our own struggles, we forget that very principle. Far too many Christians misunderstand also what it means to be a servant of Christ, don't they? They conversely believe that Christ exists to serve them, to grant them their desires. They believe that whatever they pray, that it's God's will for that to be done in their lives, even if it's a selfish prayer. But they forget what James chapter 4, verse 3 says, when it says, when we pray and we don't receive, it's because we ask wrongly, that we may consume it on our own desires. That basically means when we pray selfishly, God will not answer that prayer. We don't receive what we pray for because it's not for the glory of God, it's for our own glory. But by praying in this manner, people place themselves in the role of master rather than the servant. So what about when Jesus says, and this is a common argument in John chapter 4, verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. Well, Christ didn't stop there, did he? Most people stop with that point right there. But Jesus said in its entirety, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus therefore reminds us here that God does not exist to serve us. We exist to serve Him. And if it's a glorifying thing to God, and God only knows that, God will grant that prayer. God will begin to move in our lives. But we need to understand this. From the very beginning, we are the servants of the Lord. And we boast for that each and every day of our lives, don't we? We say we're servants of God. So then we need to start acting like servants. Amen? We need to start allowing God to have His will worked in our lives and we to comply with it. Because, you know, I'm a firm believer. Whether we go along with it or not, it'll happen. Just ask Jonah. You see, we fight against something we have no control over. And if we would learn to pray more, God, show us your will that we may follow that path. Show us your will that we may conform to that so we would know how to pray. So we would know how to live. God would grant that request. And God would show us exactly His will in our situation. You see, it's not always God's will to move us out of a difficult situation. God works best in those situations. Think about this. The three friends of Daniel, when they faced the fiery furnace, God didn't deliver them from that furnace. He delivered them in the furnace. Daniel from the lion's den. God didn't deliver him from the lion's den. He delivered him in the lion's den. You see, as we look at this life and we look at our lives in general, and even as a more intimate thing, we understand this. God gets glory oftentimes through our struggles, because sometimes that is the only Bible that someone's going to read. How we respond to these things matter. How we step out in faith and not let fear dictate our actions matters to God, and it should matter to us. May we as Christ's servants always endeavor to pray for God to show us His will. And despite our fears, to follow the path, even if it's difficult, that He's laid out for us. Because just like Paul said, 1 minute in heaven will erase a lifetime of pain here on this earth. The journey will be worth it. May we always strive to pray like Jesus. To say, God, I would really like to see you move in this situation, but hey, not as I will, but as you will. May we trust God for the results. Because God loves us. And the Bible says He will never put more upon us than what we can bear. He knows our frailties. He knows our strengths. Trust God with what matters most in our lives. Pray like Jesus prayed.